side to side, forcing her to tighten her grip, to tolerate the pain of the ice. She struggled to balance with all she had, as her feet slipped on the ice-covered rope and planks beneath her. The bridge lurched sharply to the left, and for a moment, she was sure she would fall over the side. The bridge corrected itself and swayed back in the other direction. Gwen knelt again. She had barely gone 10 feet, and already her heart was pounding so hard she could hardly breathe, and her hands were so numb she could hardly feel them. She closed her eyes and took a deep breath, and she thought of Thor. She pictured his face, every angle of it. She dwelled on her love for him, her determination to free him, whatever it took. Whatever it took. Gwendolyn opened her eyes and forced herself to take several steps forward, clutching the railing, not willing to stop this time for anything. The wind and snow could drive her down into the depths of the canyon. She no longer cared. It was no longer about her. It was about the love of her life. For him, she could do anything. Gwendolyn felt the weight shift on the bridge behind her and glanced back to see Stefan, Abathol, Alistair and Crone following. Crone slipped on his paws as he rushed past the others, weaving in and out until he was by Gwendolyn's side.
"I don't know if I can do this,"
Abathol called out, his voice strained after a few shaky steps. He stood there, arms shaking as he clutched the rope, a feeble old man, barely able to hang on.
"You can do it," Alistair said, stepping up beside him and draping one arm around his waist. "I'm right here. Do not worry."
Alistair walked with him, helping him forward as the group resumed walking, heading further and further across the bridge, one step at a time. Gwen once again marveled at Alistair's strength in the face of adversity, her calm nature, her fearlessness. She also exuded a power that Gwendolyn did not understand. Gwen could not explain why she felt as close to her as she did, but in the short time she had known her, she already felt like a sister. She drew strength from her presence and from Stefan's. There came a lull in the wind and they made good time. Soon they crossed the midpoint of the bridge, moving faster now, Gwen growing accustomed to the slippery planks. The far side of the canyon began to come into sight, only 50 yards away, and Gwendolyn's heart began to well with optimism. They might make it after all. A fresh gale whipped through, this one stronger than all the others, so strong that Gwen was forced to drop to her knees and clutch the rope with both hands. She held on for dear life as the bridge swung up nearly 90 degrees, then swung back down just as violently. She felt a plank give way beneath her feet, and cried as one of her legs sank down into the opening, through the bridge, her leg stuck up to her thigh. She wiggled but could not get out. Gwendolyn turned to watch Abathol lose his grip, letting go of Alistair and beginning to slide over the edge of the bridge. Alistair reacted quickly, reaching out with one hand and clasping his wrist, holding him back just before Abathol slipped over the edge. Alistair leaned over the edge of the bridge, holding on as Abathol swung beneath her. Nothing between him and the bottom of the canyon. Alistair strained, and Gwen prayed the rope did not give. Gwen felt so helpless, stuck as she was, her leg lodged between the planks. Her heart pounded madly as she tried to get out. The bridge swayed wildly, and Alistair and Abathol swayed with it.
"Let go!" Abathol screamed. "Save yourself!"
Abathol's cane slipped from his hand and tumbled through the sky, end over end, down towards the depths of the canyon. Now all he had left was the staff strapped to his back. "You're going to be all right," Alistair said calmly. Gwen was surprised to see Alistair so poised, confident. "Look into my eyes," Alistair instructed firmly.
"What?"
Abathol screamed out over the wind. "Look into my eyes," Alistair commanded, even more strength in her voice. There was something about her tone that commanded men, and Abathol looked up at her. Their eyes locked, and as they did, Gwendolyn watched a light glow emanate from Alistair's eyes and shine down to Abathol's. She watched in disbelief as the glow enveloped Abathol.